Hello, my name is Carrie Rivera and my co-host Mariam Barrientos, and we welcome you to Brighteon.tv. Together we are known as the Mexican Hurricane, because we get together, the truth is flying. Brighteon.tv and Brighteon.com were created by Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for the preservation of freedom of speech. We'd like to thank Mike and his team for making this available for all of us. And we are going to talk about a lot of truth. There is a lot of stuff going on. There's stuff happening at the border, people getting shot. There's people walking around with arms that are coming in from the Ukraine. So it looks like they're swiping things through other areas. We're going to talk about that and a whole lot more. What happened with David Martin the other day. Of course, there's always something new and exciting from Marianne. And she's going to talk about some CDCS healings, which is always exciting to see as well. What's happening in the world economy? You know, a lot of times we're just getting this small look of what we see in our nation, but there are other things going on. Don't go away. We'll be right back with that and more.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com.
Hi, this is Jim Meehan, MD at MeehanMD.com. God bless Brighteon for being a platform of truth and freedom. When we're being deplatformed, our truth, the evidence basis that we're bringing as doctors and scientists from all over the world, it's so nice to have a place like Brighteon where our truth can be told. When the government is silencing and censoring us, Brighteon is there to make sure that you get the truth. Keep up the great work, Brighteon, because you are a platform of truth. No silencing, no censoring, just the truth.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
Welcome back to Brighteon.tv. My name is Carrie Rivera, and my co-host is Marian Barrientos. Together, we are known as the Mexican Hurricane, because when we get together, the truth is flying. Hey, Marian, there's a lot of exciting stuff happening this week in the news.
Hi, Carrie. A lot of is happening this week. A lot of truth is coming out. More and more doctors, more and more scientists, more and more government officials are speaking out, because now it's them, it's their families, it's their friends or their own children that are starting to get these horrible effects from the vaccines. And now they're realizing maybe we just hurried a little bit, and maybe that was not such a smart decision, and now they are trying to stop it. So we see it has stopped, like the United States is not asking us Mexicans when we come in the vaccine passports anymore. Now there's some airlines that continue to ask for it. We're gonna be talking about that a little bit. And then also Europe, it supposedly they're not allowed to ask for the vaccines anymore, but it's every airline or different companies who are not allowed to are continuing to do this. It's a fraud, and it's actually illegal to ask people for their personal information once the government has taken that away. Now, there's another issue here that all of the people who were getting their citizens, the citizenship or the residence, American residency or citizenship, when they started doing this, it was a ¿cómo se dice requisito?
A requirement.
Yeah, it was a requirement that they were completely vaccinated so that the papers could go in. But now that's not a requirement anymore. And so some people are in the middle of this waiting for their calls, and the government is continuing to ask, like, the requirements that were when you asked for it are still we're still asking for those now. And so it's just like we're in the middle of this trying to fix things, and then people who are continuing to push for people to get vaccinated, and but at the same time we're getting carried so many amazing testimonies from people who have been recovering from that, and you can talk about autism all week long, and we'll be in awe with all the results that you're having every day. And it's all with the same substance. It's with chlorine dioxide, and people are just getting better. And so that's the testimonies I have, and I'm going to be reading some today.
That's great. And I think also, Maria, what's happening is, what's exciting is, so many people are waking up. Don't you feel like that? I mean, everybody was, well, not everybody, but there was a lot of people going, like 80% or more were asleep. There were a few of us that were awake, but most people were asleep. And I find a lot of people, like, after that second jab, I just felt like, what is a scam? And a lot of people are telling me their stories now about how they feel like they were scammed into a vax or two, and now they're absolutely not going to do it again.
Right. And let's just remember that these past weeks, the World Health Organization has been warning about a new pandemic. Of course, the vaccines are ready, ready to roll out. And they're going to start scaring us, because if we're not scared, then we cannot be controlled. So the point here is to scare people so bad and then give them the craziest solution, and nobody will ask any questions. People will just do it. Well, at least that's what happened. Now, some of us, many of us, realized on time that this just made no sense and started investigating, and some of us decided to wait. I'm just going to wait for my sister, my friends to get that vaccine, see what happens before I decide if I give it to my kids or if I give it on my parents, right? So thank God we waited to see what was happening around before we took those decisions. But at the same time, Carrie, I think that at least my family, many in my family who did not get the shot, it was because we were not scared, because we had gotten COVID already and we had healed in 2 to 3 days with the CDS. So it was not like a death sentence as it was for so many other people, which whom I understand. I mean, there's people who lost someone in their own houses or in their jobs or a very close friends. So it is logical that they were very, very scared, and they were willing to give their arms to stop this, massacre of this invisible virus. So, people try to do their best. But us who were not scared did not have to experiment on ourselves to see what happens next. And mm-hmm. and what happened next to so many people, I've been getting videos of 20-year-old soldiers who were completely healthy and now they're suffering from myocarditis, even a whole body paralysis. And if you go into the CDC, you will find now, you can find, like, it is a little hidden, you have to really search and go to several links, but they're saying it out loud, like, one out of every 10,000 people can get Guillain-Barré, and I don't think it would be one out of 10,000 people, because a couple of months ago, or maybe even a year ago, I don't think a million people knew me, or a million people had my phone number. And in just one day, I got seven people telling me that they got Guillain-Barré after the vaccine. So if it's one out of every 10,000, then a million people should have had my phone number in order for them to be able to reach me, you see? So it just makes no sense. So I started suspecting. It's not one out of 10,000, it's many more. And myocarditis, pericarditis, we see the ones that are coming out in the television, even live TV shows, you see the host and then they just fall out, and then there's this news that she died from a heart attack, or that she's doing really, really bad. We heard about Alejandro Sanz last week, who's an amazing Spanish singer. He's famous worldwide, at least in the Latin America. He has songs with Shakira. He's been singing and a very, very famous singer for at least 25 years. And he was writing in his social media that he's not doing well. He has these really, really bad depressions. And then we see videos just before when he's getting the vaccines, number one, mm-hmm. number two. He didn't go online when he did the third one. But we have the videos where he's recommending everybody get it in order to safeguard health in mm-hmm. their countries, you know, and now he's doing that. So we hear about these people and people from the NFL and from soccer players. And most people are realizing this is not normal. It's just too much. So some people were faulting it to the COVID. Well, maybe he had COVID 2 years ago, and this is like a sequela. This is like a side effect or a long COVID effect. But none of the people who did not get the vaccine are having those heart attacks. Mm-hmm. And it was not after COVID, because then 2021, we would have seen so many heart attacks, because this were when everybody was getting COVID, you see, but we didn't see that until after the vaccines, the rollout of the vaccines. And then the more vaccines, the faster we are seeing that people are getting injured. So this new pandemic, Kerry, I hope we're speaking loud enough. I hope many of us do our jobs mm-hmm. and people do not get scared as to blindly obey rules, that because when a lot of people are blindly obeying, they make us who are not scared be pushed so hard and be, I don't know, it's like the Holocaust, Kerry.
Well, it's even worse, because there's millions, there's going to be, you know, they're saying there's going to be billions of people that will actually end up dying from this pandemic that they created. And of course, with this WHO warning about another pandemic, means they're going to roll that sucker out, and everybody better have some chlorine dioxide, some humic fulvic, some silver. They got to have their, they'll be planting gardens. Like Mike Adams has some really great videos on how to start your own planting and everything. This is really important that we're ready for what's coming. And of course, that we're living in love and light and not in fear, because that fear is what got those people who ended up, you know, regretting what they did, taking those jabs. And of course, many people, and there was also, by the way, a famous actor from the United States, his name is Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx is now paralyzed and blind from a blood clot in the brain from the jab. So this is, you know, it's affecting more and more people. And like you were mentioning before, we watch so many football players and sporting event players, you know, falling dead on the field. And of course, a lot of people were saying, well, I've never seen that before now. Could it be related to what they just did to us? And of course, that can be. So we definitely want to wake up like you and I are doing. We're just trying to, you know, sound the alarm, wake as many people up, and have everybody have enough support in their house. So we all have our own first aid kit, so to speak. So we're, you know, we're ready for whatever they throw at us.
Right. And just I want to invite, like, maybe the Spanish people, Spanish-speaking people, if you want to go into my, there's a lot of English information also. There, I have a Telegram channel, it's Marien Barrientos CDS, where I continuously share what a lot of people send me messages all day, Carrie. So it's if there was something happened in Europe or something happened in Belize or in Guatemala, or that more and more doctors or scientists or even government officials are starting to speak out, they're sending it to me. And so I, of course, I try to take enough time to fact check or review the information and make sure it's trustful. And beware, because a lot of people, in order to take credibility away from us, they make these videos that look pretty real, and or they kind of cover with subtitles the mouth of someone, but they say something else, and then you find it's a fake. In order for us to share that and lose credibility on everything else that we have shared. So thank God, so many followers that I have right now, that once or twice that I've shared something that seemed pretty real, immediately someone was sending me an inbox and saying, Marian, I have the source of this. This person did speak, but this happened 3 years ago or 4 years ago. This didn't happen last week. And this is what he said. I'll send you the whole conference so that you can check it out. So, and then I take it away. And of course, I start telling people who are sending me that this is a fake. So we're trying to stop this fake news, but sometimes it's so much information, it's almost impossible. Well, kids are very smart on finding the source of everything now with the internet. But for us, I'm 40 years old, I'm just starting to learn on that. And but yeah, you can find a lot of information in Marien Barrientos TDS that of what's happening every day. But most of all, you can find so many testimonies of people who are getting better and reversing adverse vaccine injuries or adverse events from the vaccines, or long COVID, or you name it, diabetes, hypertension. It's so many. The root of the cause of the illness tends to be the same. Now, the names, there's a book this week with names of different illnesses, but the root, it's pretty much the same. You're lacking minerals, you're lacking oxygen, your cells cannot do their job because they don't have the gasoline to work, right? Mm-hmm. So we're fixing that, Gary. We're fixing that, and lives are getting fixed. And so more than to convince people to take CDS, I think that testimonies, what they do is that they give a light at the end of the tunnel to so many people to see, okay, so there's this, and then there's this other option that did not work for me on COVID, which was maybe intubation, hospitalization, being away, ill and completely away and locked down from your family. When you're ill is when you need the most love and care. And I've been hearing so many, I think everybody knows a story like this, like with the mothers of my daughter's school. I was just hearing that, yeah, so my friend said, I'm going to go to the hospital for some oxygen for a couple of days. Then they took her cell away, so she could not communicate with her little daughters and her husband. And 2 days later, they delivered her in a plastic black bag without any kind of exam. Why did she die? Well, they said COVID, of course, but they could not do any autopsy. The kids could not even open the bag and see their mom's faces to say goodbye because it was so dangerous, you know, that the dead body had died from COVID, and if they opened the bag, they would spread it. So it's just, okay, so that does not work for me. That's what I'm trying to say. That does not work for me. I would never send a friend alone to be isolated, see if she dies or not by herself, you know. I would, of course, risk my life and be taking care of her in my own bedroom if necessary. But I do that, and I did that, and you, Kerry, did that through the pandemic because we knew we had a solution if we got the so-called virus or symptoms, which I don't call it an illness anymore. It's just this COVID symptoms, which was headache and the flu and sore throat and difficulty breathing. So CDS fixes that. So I think that for this new pandemic that is coming out and being planned, just be ready. Just get your CDS ready. The humic fulvic, the zeolite, seawater. Seawater is amazing because it remineralizes the body. Vitamin D3, zinc, vitamin C. I mean, healthy stuff. You know, eat well. Maybe planting your own vegetables, it's a little hard for someone in New York. But we can do whatever we can do to just continue living without being afraid. And if somebody gets sick, try and help them. Because if they get cured from this new virus that is coming out, then you're going to be more and more sure that when this happens to your kids or to your parents or to your brother, you can do something about it. So that's kind of what I did when COVID hit, Kerry. It started, we did not get COVID, but people close to me did. So once I tried CDS on them and I saw that it was working well for COVID, I mean, I knew they will not get intoxicated. That I knew because I had been using it for 20 years. But I didn't know if it really, really, really would work for COVID because COVID seemed like a really bad thing, you know. When I saw that it did, then I wasn't scared anymore. And I think that's my message to most people these days is please, please, please don't get scared, because if you obey, you will make them obligate me to obey. And I'm not going to let it happen. So I'm going to start a war. Like, I'm not going to let them take my kids and inject them with experimental substances when I'm not scared. But if I were scared, I mean, I understand I would do whatever they tell me to do. You see, but these institutions are corrupt and are paid for. And I don't know how dangerous it is, Kerry, that I speak about this. But I think it is more dangerous if I stay quiet.
Well, that's why they tell us, you know, you and I are the Mexican hurricane, because we're just sounding the alarm. We're doing what we have to do. We feel very strongly. You have children. You have a family. You know, I do too. And these are things that we don't want to leave them to the situation of another type of lockdowns. They take our rights away. They always take more of our rights every time they do. So we have to stand together as team humanity. Hello. It's not a national thing. It's not a color, race, religion thing. We are team humanity, and we have to just say no to this. The next time they say, oh, stay home, put a mask on, do not do that. Go out, exercise, get vitamin D from the sun, walk on the beach, get to earth yourself. You know, be with people who you love that brings your immunity up, and always have, like Marianne says, you know, you want to have your OCD, you want to have your other things in your first aid kit, so to speak, or in your cabinet, so that you are staying healthy, but you're always keeping positive energy. You're not thinking scary things and feeling scared. You know, fear is what they have us on. And so don't let them, which there's very few of them, like they said in The Bug's Life, you know, if those ants ever realize there's more of them than there are of us, there goes our way of life. Exactly what they said. So we want to let go of their way of life, and we want to take back team humanity. And that means there are no useless eaters. Everybody has the same right to live and enjoy their life and their family with health, and their decisions on how they want to treat their health and how they want to live inside of their house. We have to respect each other's rights to, obviously, to not to harm other people, but if your neighbor wants to do a different religion or eat a different type of food or whatever, they're speaking another language, whatever it is, we respect that. We, you know, we like freedom of speech and freedom of religion and these kind of things. So we have to continue to promote this acceptance and unity and this togetherness. And of course, standing against all that is taking our rights away, because they're always just going to take more and more every time they're able to get away with it. So this is another reason why we're not going to stop talking. So in 10 seconds, we're going to go to break, and then you will be back with Kerry Rivera and Mariam Barrientos, the Mexican hurricane. We'll be right back.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com. Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, and we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com.
Everybody, thanks for watching Brighteon TV. I'm Dylan Lewis Monroe, and you'll find me at Deep State Medical Projects at Boston, as well as New Templars on Rumble.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
Hello, I'm Dr. Hochsi. Men, when things hit the fan, don't be crying in the closet with your wife and daughters. They're counting on you to lead them and to be a man who's physically fit, mentally sharp, and spiritually strong. At the Hochsi Health and Wellness Center, this is what we help you become. God has given your body amazing restorative powers to heal itself. We're in the business of transforming lives naturally. We've developed an 8-point treatment regimen, which includes healthy eating, vitamins and minerals, and hormone replacement, including testosterone. Become the man God wants you to be. Our program for men will help you put a tiger back in your tank so you can protect your family during these trying times. Contact us at the Hochsi Health and Wellness Center for a complimentary wellness consultation. Get your energy back so we can take our country back.
Welcome back to Brighteon.tv. My name is Carrie Rivera. My co-host is Marian Barrientos. We are the Mexican Hurricane because we are spreading truth left and right. So when we left off, we're talking about, you know, have stuff in your house so we're ready when they come for us again, because they've already made the big announcement, the WHO, that there's going to be more lockdowns, there's going to be more pandemics. So we have to make sure that we have things in our cabinets so we can offset whatever it is that is coming, but not to have any fear. And Mariana has some really good testimonies of people who are long COVID recovered, COVID recovered, and many other things. Share, Mariana, we love it.
I'm going to share it. I think I'm going to show you the screen from my computer because you can see it in Marian Barrientos CDS. This testimony is from yesterday. It's a guy here in Torreon where I live. His son had really, really bad acne here. You can see how bad the acne is. Can you see it? Okay. It's bad. So this is here. I'm going to show you here. This is, I think, 5 days after, and then this is 11 days after. Can you see it? Okay, so what he is telling me in this testimony, I'm going to translate this in Spanish. Hey, Marian, I'm going to share how my son is doing after 11 days of applying CDS in a spray. Through her face, this is a miracle. And then he had already used Rokutan and another really like strong medications, and it would just continue or come worse later on. Now this kid is 20 years old, 21. So when you're taking those kind of skin medications, you cannot drink a beer because it will just destroy your liver. Sí, es el hígado, ¿verdad?
Yes.
Yeah, the liver. So he was not allowed to drink any beers, any kind of alcohol whatsoever because of these medications. Now he's telling me you can use this as a testimony so that the kids do not have to take these horrible medications, that even with those medications, you cannot have kids. You cannot get a girl pregnant because the kids come out with...
Deformities.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Like you have to stop taking these medications for 3 to 4 years before a girl gets pregnant. Uh-huh. So, 10 days after having had this problem for years, this acne problem, which obviously, of course, takes their self-esteem down and they feel dirty and they don't want to come back. And so, these kind of testimonies, I know they seem like, well, 10 days, the acne is gone, and well, that's cool. But it really changes someone's life. So it is worth giving a try. If you have a niece or someone with acne, just try spraying CDS in their face all day long, every hour, until all acne is gone. I have many more testimonies with rashes. Lately, I've been getting a lot of people who are getting skin rashes. Have you, Carrie?
Yeah, actually, there's a lot of that going around right now. Kind of wondering what they're spraying in the skies.
Yeah, or the water or the air. Yeah. I don't know, but there's something happening that people who have never had any kind of issues on their skin are now getting either rashes or psoriasis or eczema or just itching everywhere. And so I do the same thing. Just spray CDS on your skin. This is, I don't know if you can see it, but you can see it on the Telegram channel. It's babies, a hand of a baby that was with this little pink dots, it brushes, and it's gone in 2 days with CDS without medication. Also, oh, this one's amazing. ¿Cómo se dice los moles? Moles lunares? Verrugas? Okay, so this is a very bad mole that I got this week too. And this lady started spraying CDS and DMSO on the mole. I want to show you. Now it's dry. Now it's just a little dot. It's gone. And the mole, it's in the napkin. So without any blood, without any pain, the mole just dried up and fell off. This was a big mole, and she's telling me the testimony that it was nagging her a lot, this mole, because like she hated it, because it was exactly where the bra fits. So the bra will scratch the mole all the time, and it was just very, very. So she said, I tried, Marian, and it helped, and the mole is gone. And so just so that if you have any moles, go do that. Anybody who's listening, go do that, and the mole will be gone in about 3 to 4 days. I have so many testimonies of healing, but also I have another testimony here, and she's telling me, "Hi, Marianne, I have 3 kids, 14 years old, 10 years old, and 8 years old. The 2 smallest one, the 8 and 10 year old, we never vaccinated of anything, no vaccines whatsoever. The 14 year old, we just vaccinated him during his first year of life. He got 3 vaccines when he was a baby. The 3 smallest, like the 10 year old, the 8 year old, the 2 smallest kids she has, have never in their lives taken an antibiotic. They never get sick. And when they start getting a little cold or flu or whatever, CDS and vitamins do the job and they get back to being perfect in a couple of hours. So I've been getting, because we've been talking about vaccines because of the COVID vaccine, and then a lot of people start getting out their testimonies on the other vaccines that injured their kids and all of this autism pandemic that's going on also, and seizures after getting just the regular vaccines. Many people are reporting to have seizures. So we started getting all these testimonies too. It's a lot of stories, and there's a documentary, Vax, which I now watched. Oh my God, I regretted every vaccine that I put my kids. Scary. It's just eye-opening. Eye-opening. And then I realized, oh, so that's why my son was going to the hospital every 3-4 months with asthma and allergies. And it's just poor parents. We have to deal with so much. And having a kid and having a healthy kid and then just getting him injured by trying to help him or by obeying the pediatrician who doesn't even know what these vaccines contain. And and now the pediatrician has an everyday client because now the kid is sick every day. And it's just, please, I just urge people to search and to look for information. I didn't have to look for a lot of information because I'm getting it all day from the people that are asking for the CDS protocols because of COVID. But that now I know all this information because all of these people are, many of them who have been chronically ill for 20 years, this happened after a vaccine. Mm-hmm. So now they give me their testimony. So it was very, very eye-opening. But now I'm also getting these testimonies that I never gave a vaccine to my kids, or people who are telling me that their parents, they live in a ranch, and their parents never got any kind of vaccines because they lived in the outskirts of the city in Mexico and they didn't use vaccines back then. Mm-hmm. And they're now 105 years old, and the woman is healthy and remembers everything, and she's just perfect doing her tortillas in the ranch, you know. And it's once and again that I've been hearing lately that I did not get any vaccines. I never get sick, or my kids did not get vaccines. They're in tag, talented, and gifted because they're the smartest kids and the healthiest kids. So just take a look at it, and might be changing people's decisions when you have all of this information.
So many times we hear of, like, the United States and commentators and people who do podcasting, they say, oh, you know, Latin America is so far behind and the U.S. is so far ahead. And I actually find that not to be true. You know, Latin America has been embracing chlorine dioxide solution since Andreas Kalker went through and trained all these medical doctors during the time of the pandemic. And then you have the United States going woke, which does not mean awake. So I would say the U.S. is woke and Latin America is awake. Latin America is woken up to the fact that there are solutions. They're really good for you. They might be against the grain of what maybe the government or the international organizations like the WHO and the CDC are saying. But they're saying, hey, these guys look like they're telling us a long story. Looks like there's some falsehoods here. And of course, waking up more and more people all over the world. But I think one of the things that the rest of the world is looking at the United States and going, look at you fools. They're gone woke. You know, have you seen Budweiser? And they have this transgender person or a woman that's a man but says it's a woman. And of course, you know, people have stopped drinking their beer. People are getting healthy. They don't drink their beer anymore, you know, or they're buying the clothes from Target or buying the clothes from the North Face or any of these other groups that have gone, you know, they want to sell more product. But what they realize is they've actually killed their clients. So they've gone woke to the fact that they're saying what is up is down and down is up and white is black and black is white, which doesn't make any sense because we all, with eyes, we can see which way is up. You know, we got that gravitational force. We can see what color is. You know, if you've got a red pen, you can see that it's a red pen and not a blue pen, for example. And these are just all things that God gave us the ability to decipher. And that's how we didn't poison ourselves eating the wrong berry that looked like the other berry that was actually the one was poisoned. So, you know, these are all things that we were able to decipher. And I think that that's one of the most exciting things when we compare what's going on in Latin America to the rest of the world. There is so many people awake to, like what you're saying, Marty, and, you know, they're getting their CDS, even people that were, you know, like they're jabbed and they were thinking that was all fine. Then they start taking it because their mother, their brother, their sister, they heard a podcast.
Oh, nowadays, Carrie, it used to be that I spoke of, oh, she's the one of CDS. Somebody introduces me to anyone at a party. And they were like, oh, but that's dangerous. Oh, no, I've never heard of that, you know, three years ago. And now, I promise you, Carrie, every person that hears about CDS, oh, Maria, yeah, she's the one of CDS. Either have taken it and tell me like it is amazing, or know of someone close to them that mm-hmm. has cured an illness or a COVID or whatever with it, or that survived COVID because of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm in awe. Like, everybody knows about chlorine dioxide, at least Mexico. You know, because I've been here in Mexico, in Torreón, I go to Mexico City, I go to Acapulco, I go to Oaxaca. And when I speak of CDS, have you heard of it? Oh, yes. Where can I get it? Because my godmother, when she had COVID, somebody gave it to her and she was just perfect. And so at least they're not scared of it anymore. Because it used to be like something new. It sounds like chlorine, so it might be toxic. But now people are... Yeah, I never had to take it, but I've heard that it works. it really works. So some people tell me that. Can you explain? I just tell them to go on the web page, CommuSav page, or my Telegram channel, and all of the information's there, because it's just the documentary, Carrie, the Universal Antidote documentary. Mm-hmm. That's the one I usually recommend for someone who doesn't know what chlorine dioxide is, or who thinks that chlorine dioxide is chlorine. So bleach. Just watch the documentary. Bleach.
Yeah.
So just watch the documentary, and any questions you have, you can ask us. And so that's how I go about. And really, really, it's been a big surprise for me that how far we've come. So I hope, Carrie, that this time around, people don't wear masks, because the mask, it's a constant reminder that we are in danger. And when you constantly remind people that something's dangerous, I'm dangerous, you're dangerous, then people start getting more scared. Right. And the more scared people get, the easier they will be to control. And so the more people that are controlled, all of these, ¿cómo se dice? Reglas, reglas,
yeah, the rules,
mandates,
the rules. Yeah.
They can put in these illogical, non-scientist-based mandates that, as you said, Carrie, take away all of our freedoms, all of our lives. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to be locked in these 15-minute cities. I hope people stop that. Yeah. Now we have to eat worms and cockroaches. By the way, the insects contain quinine, which the body cannot process. I just posted something about that yesterday. I'm going to try and translate. But it contains here. It's called, in Spanish, it's quitina. Quitin?
Yeah.
Okay, this does not get metabolized by the human organs, by the human body. Mm-hmm. And by not being to eliminate this quinine, it will grow cancers much faster. The cancer in an accelerated way. It also produces asthma, fungus, parasites. They make the heavy metals stick to your body, like copper, cobalt, pesticides, because the insects are full of pesticides. And many allergic effects they have. So if they want to take meat and chicken and egg away and give us
bugs,
it's not going to be very healthy for anybody. Mm-mm. So let's hope that people just say, no, I'm not doing that. And because if it's enough of us saying, mm-hmm. are you freaking crazy? I'm not going to eat that. Then they'll go like, oh, I thought I would convince them, you know.
Exactly.
But you know, the warm of the earth in the warm up. And so the cows are not good for that. No, man. Worms are no good for me, you know? So we have to just use a little logic. I wanted to show you, Carrie, this testimony I also got last week, these days. It's a bunny, because I have gotten so many testimonies from cats and dogs and even sheep, pigs. But this is the first one I get of a bunny. So the owner of the bunny told me it's a white bunny, that her bunny couldn't stand. Here's the testimony. So there's the bunny. I don't know how can I.
Yeah, I can't really see the bunny there, but anyway, yeah, there's a
okay.
little white.
So there's a bunny, and the bunny cannot stand.
Oh, that's sad.
It's just rolling. The bunny cannot stand. So I gave the bunny 1 milliliter of CDS in 100 milliliters of water, and then we started giving in the mouth just 0.10 of a milliliter, in her with a syringe. And next day, she sends me the video of the bunny. I don't know if you can see it. Okay, the bunny's running around. You can see the video on the Telegram channel, but you'll see the body that's trying to stand and it just falls down and it just rolls and doesn't have any. He's like, his legs are paralyzed, it seems like, because he cannot control them. And next day, he's jumping all around the house. And all we gave him was chlorine dioxide solution, CDS. So, I get these testimonies every day. And I wish everybody would see them. Because when they are in a similar situation, they can go like, oh, I heard once of a bunny who couldn't stand. Maybe we can do the same and get the same result, right? Because be sure that if in the new pandemic we do the same, we're going to get the same results.
Absolutely.
So we got to change it. I got to continue it because my results were great. No one from my family died of COVID. No one from my family was hospitalized from COVID. No one in my family or close friends who listened and took the chlorine dioxide had any secondary effects from having COVID. And thank God many of us did not get those vaccines or are completely healthy. And so it worked. So I would repeat this. Absolutely. Once and again, any pandemic they want to send to me, come on over. I'm ready. You know?
Yeah. Everybody's got to be certain like you are. I mean, that's for sure. And of course, like you're saying, if you're listening to this, go to Telegram, go to Mariam Barrientos CDS, get in there, take a look around, read things. There's a whole lot of information, you know, at Telegram for sure. There's got a lot of information, but we have to be ready for whatever they're going to send to us. And we've seen that the CDS solution worked for people, was able to keep people. And even what happened in Bolivia, they created a law stating that it was to be used for the prevention and treatment of the COVID. So, you know, that was even a law, and the doctors were giving it away by the bottles. They gave away two Olympic-sized swimming pools of chlorine dioxide solution to people in Bolivia during the pandemic, which is amazing. And of course, you know, Marianne did her part. I'm sure she gave away a swimming pool or two as well.
There's a mayor in a city near Torreón. It's called Francisco y Madero, that city. The mayor there, my uncles own a few ranches there because they have...
Marianne, we're going to go to break in 10 seconds and we're done for today. So we're going to have to carry this over for next week. So on behalf of me, Carrie Rivera, my co-host, Marianne Barrientos, thank you for being with us. And the hurricane will continue next week. See you then.
Besitos, mi amor.